What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big O are back in the house. What's up, Big O?
Oh, it's my turn.
Hey! That's what it says on the teleprompter. Oh, we upgraded all of our shit.
I need glasses. Oh, okay. It is going well, my good friend Jester.
See? I told you all this fucking new tech would come in handy.
Yeah, in this old frame, I don't think it helps me none.
No, it's still the same old bullshit. We just got a green screen. how you been, man? It's been a quick minute.
Yeah. Working my ass off, trying to make a living just like everybody else in this godforsaken country where the government's trying to steal from you and shove it up your ass. How have you been?
I've been doing pretty good. The new gig's been going okay. I
mean, looks like the surgery took.
Right? It did. And so, yeah, no, it's been good. I've been looking forward to, you know, this season. I'm glad we got to start recording. I'm glad it wasn't a missed opportunity. I started thinking about that because, yeah. Coincidence, right? Two things happening at once. Okay, so I'm reading an email and I got this fucking the TV on for background noise. It's got an old commercial playing, and we get this email and there's all these things from work that are like motivational type things. And it's like one of the things was, "Did you miss an opportunity today?
Are you good enough? Are you strong enough? Did you just goddon and earn it?"
Yeah, you know, like I think they just watched the Army fucking recruiting videos and just said, "Bam, here we go. We're gonna go with that because that's what sells."
Marines.
Yeah. And so, it was weird because with the old commercial going on in the background, it was like, you know, was that a missed opportunity? Could they have done something else with that? And really, they could have. And had they been, you know, sponsored by like a reputable distributor, which we are not, but, you know, we can still distribute anyways.
Goddamn straight we can.
And so what I was thinking, I was like, well, what would this have been like if you know, a distributor like R&B Co., for example, you know, our sponsor.
I've heard of them. They've come up with some great products in the past we've had on our show.
The Portable Glory Hole.
Oh, I love that one. But what about the Chonkla?
Oh, the Chonkla was awesome. The sandal you throw.
Wow.
The Chia Pet, right? That was cool. That was a cool concept.
Wait a minute, what?
The Chia Pet.
Huh?
The pet that you grow.
I thought we agreed not to talk about it.
Chia.
Pelon. I mean, come on.
And so, like, you look like the Chia Pet when you take it out of the box.
Oh.
Even before the fucking grass starts to grow.
Yeah, well, I wonder if the carpets match the drapes.
Maybe. They probably do. I would say yes.
I had a mud mask at one time in both spots.
And so, yeah, the Chia Pet, the sandal you throw, the Chonkla, the sandal you throw,
millions sold.
Around the world, hated by Mexican children worldwide. It was an unbelievable weapon of ass destruction. It
might as well have been in a Clint Eastwood spaghetti western.
Aerodynamic for fucking throwing. It was like sleek.
Boomeratic? Is that a word? Boomeratic?
Yeah, it was like a Mexican boomerang. You could hide from it, but that shit was going to find you. It didn't matter.
That's like those big boots that they have that curl up and around and tuck back into their anus.
Those genie ones?
Yeah. Oh, no.
And so, yeah, things like that. That was a great product, and I'm glad we had it on the show.
Yeah.
If you're kind of wondering what we're talking about, there's a short clip of it. Go to our TikTok. That sounds so fucking weird to say because I'm not 15. But, I mean...
MySpace?
Yeah. Go to our MySpace and go check it out.
Yeah. Then you can just scan over to the OnlyFans.
We'll pause for a moment for those younger viewers. Google what fucking MySpace is.
And then also look up a telephone dialer that rotaries.
I love those fucking videos where those fucking morons can't figure out how to fucking turn a thing and like wait for it to go back.
Yeah, well, the VHS tape they're trying to put somewhere into the TV and the back of the TV. Don't know how the VHS tape works at all.
What's this round thing for? Why is there a hole in the middle?
Oh, it's R&B Co.'s glory hole.
That was one of the things that I got asked the most questions about. Not the belt, not the chonkla, not the bullet. No, it was the fucking portable glory hole.
Because of the exaggeration of the circumference of the circle?
No, just like, where do I get one?
No, I don't think he was bluffing.
Right? Damn Skippy. But no, I mean, I'm just thinking, out of all the fucking things that we did, like,
That was a glorious time for us.
That was the one that launched us with the fucking, the guessing games, the fucking Would You Rathers, was the Andrew Dice Clay Dirty Limerick game, the Rodney Dangerfield finished this line.
Yeah.
No, it was a fucking portable glory hole that launched us. That was,
you
that's
put
awesome.
A lot in your mouth just by saying that one word. If you know what I mean.
I think we all do. So we got to thinking, like, what if other products were like that? Everybody knows what the ShamWow is.
God, I wonder it every day. Please right. tell me.
I wonder how we lived without it after I saw that commercial the first 3 or 4 times.
I don't know, but we would have found a way. I mean, even people back in Jesus Christ days made it to today.
Yep, those rocking the Jerusalem cruisers, like, they were in the know.
Yes, sir.
So I think R&B Co. could have taken it and done the shampoo.
The shampoo, yes. I heard of this great invention. Not only does it sop up blood, but, well, it's a shampoo, so it does sop up blood. And you can get it at R&B Co. very soon.
The tagline is what fucking got me hitting with it.
I don't know.
Stick it in your cooter, sop up that shooter.
I thought we agreed we weren't going to use that funny line.
The sponsors said it had to be in there.
R&B Co. demanded it, right? Those guys are getting really bossy, right?
We're under contract. What the fuck are we gonna do?
Well, I guess we use the KY. Or is that still in the contract?
I feel like we're in that scene in Wayne's World. We're like, we haven't sold out, and we're in the Pepsi fucking windbreaker.
Doritos.
It's the choice of a new generation.
Hot fresh Pizza Hut. Pan pizza.
That was fucking awesome. I mean, it's like, you, like, everybody fucking, like gets down the whole marketing thing, but, like, yeah. No, fuck that. If it wasn't for that, you motherfuckers wouldn't be fucking running around talking about or eating shit.
So we'll have a special spot at halftime just for you. I wonder who else does that. Huh. Yeah, anyway, talking about the shampoo, we talk about missed opportunities. I mean, why stop at shampoos? I mean, we could move on to sham mops, which was basically the ShamWow, but it's spelled differently and works better.
They cut the motherfucker up and they put it at the end of a fucking broom handle and charge twice as much.
And you're mad because you didn't think about it first.
Yeah.
But why even stop there? I mean, we got sham mops. Why don't we go right to sham nuts? No, it's not what you're thinking. Although that's what I tried to get by R&B Co. too. But
they weren't having that
shit.
No,
they did not go below the belt like I did.
Nope.
No, sir. No, we're talking about sham nuts. You know, the vegan style donut. What is vegan donuts? So you don't have to kill animal byproducts to shove your mouth full of fun.
Gross. I told you anything vegan is gross.
Well, okay? You're not supposed to swallow the cucumber from the base.
Information that would have been useful to me yesterday. It's called the fucking wedding singer.
Yikes. You know, but it doesn't just stop at sham nuts. You know, you can just continue on with this path. All the way to its inception, 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon. In our case, we got the Shamon.
The ever popular.
What does it do? I don't know. When you put it sopping wet on the floor, it goes Shamon.
Apparently, it touches little boys in the middle of the night.
And that's when you turn the mop around, it goes hee hee. I don't know about that one. It smells a little tricky.
Speaking of little boys, do you remember Life Cereal?
I remember Life Cereal. Mikey likes it. Did Mikey like it?
Apparently, Mikey liked a lot of shit.
Yeah, did he? How'd he grow up?
He graduated a bag of dicks.
Of course, it's any General Mikey, because we cannot say the same character actor who portrayed Mikey back in the 70s and 80s is the one we're depicted and talking of. In any case, let's move on with Bag o' Dicks. Tell me about it.
I'm not surprised in the least bit. That kid totally looked like he would have smashed a dick even back then.
But he did like it.
He just had that, like, fucking insatiable slap some fucking dick on my cheek face. Like, I don't know.
But my question is it actual milk in the cereal when you pour out a bag of dick?
Fuck, I hope so.
It smells like fermented sea fish.
It just reminded me of that fucking one joke. Like, I got a birthday miniature cow. We don't have a cow. We have a bull.
Kingpin. Greatest movie ever. And the bull was satisfied after two buckets.
Why is your bull back there smoking a cigarette?
And he's very docile all of a sudden. You know, we talk about bag of dicks, you know. It could just go on from life.
The satchel of Richards.
My mistake. R&B code in Ireland, we're working on that. We weren't supposed to talk about that. And you just go throw away the European Union to that?
Funnily enough, Bag o' Dicks was one of the sponsors of the fucking Pride Parade this year. Cookie was giving us his rundown, and we're not going to fucking spoil it because he did say he wanted to come in and give a review of music. And
is he coming in through the back door?
He usually does.
Mm.
Like a wrecking ball.
Like a big dill pickle.
I mean, big. But so no, then so that and he said Mikey was there, and he got to shake his hand.
Bag o' Dicks.
Yeah,
oh, his hand. Sorry, hand. I went somewhere else with that one. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, I got to shake his. I'm all. He's all hand. You fucking pervert. I'm like, but we'll let Cookie tell that story.
Yes, good times.
And I'm sure that fucking that life cereal fucking thing is gonna totally come back up. During the fucking review for his fucking pride thing.
God bless America.
One thing that I know was a fucking saying around that parade was, where's the beef?
Oh, kinda, yeah. Like, I thought it was, ooh, who dropped the soap?
Can you push my stool in?
Yeah, where's the beef? That was good. That was great.
Made popular by the fucking the redheaded stepchild of the fucking fast food industry.
Hey, he wanted a fresh burger alternative.
And he made him fucking square. What was up with that bullshit?
I don't know, but those buns are still around. Yes, I'm talking about hamburgers.
Didn't think that shit all the way through, did he? Like,
fucking... No, then it'd be a donut.
Exactly.
Maybe they would have called it Wendy's single nut server. It's got a hole down the center for our glory hole by R&B Co.
You give him out of Wendy's is the fucking fries in the bag.
You put a whole bunch of fries down the center of the burger?
In a combo. Adults get fucking prizes. So you're just like the kids do in the kids'
that's,
meal.
That's kind of sad that the hole's that wide that you have to fit that many fries in there. Just saying.
Potatoes aren't expensive.
Look, I got a burger with a hole that'll fit one fry. That's a keeper, Billy. Marry her.
But no, I think, so where's the beef? I think Arby's kind of started going that way.
They kind of came to the end of the avenue, so to speak, with that phrase. That would be a good way to say it.
We have the meats.
And they're hanging out like curtains, all juicy outside of the bun.
It's like we have the meat curtains is what that fucking sandwich is saying.
Yeah, it was pretty roast beef, I'm just saying.
I mean, like, you know, to each their own, but...
No, I'm just saying, you know, about it was still bloody in the center.
You still can't do it.
You just can't find your Dravener schnitzel into that Arby's.
They should be inside. I don't know. Fuck that. They should be inside.
You wouldn't plant your hot dog inside of that sandwich.
No. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't. Probably not. I don't know.
What if your hot dog was filled with cheese and you planted it inside of that Arby's sandwich?
I probably would then.
Do you think you could get some horsey sauce in there?
No.
You don't think you could go kabloosh?
No, I don't think I get that far. I'm like, again... Supposed to be inside, not fucking hanging out.
And you're not going to play with those lips?
It's not a fucking JCPenney fucking catalog in the fucking 70s. That's not how we do shit anymore.
You know what? A bush was very nice to look at back when you were a kid looking at magazines.
So fucking COVID reminded me of those fucking JCPenney magazines with all the fucking bushes hanging out the side. And I had a beard back. I had a beard in 2020. It was like fucking.
Hey, look, I got a bald spot. Can I go downstairs on you? Got to fill in the patch. The
fucking flavor savers.
The wrong flavors.
Even that would have been more fucking presentable.
Yeah, well, we can always ask Cookie about that one.
Yeah, I mean, it was like it's flavor saver. You like butthole because your fucking mouth is up here. So like the flavor that you want is up on this area, not down here. Yeah, that's the fucking wrong end.
And then lick your lips. And yeah, then throw up.
Exactly.
Or in Cookie's case, you know, it's ass.
Why does it look like melted M&Ms on my chin? I'm sorry, I'm quoting what his yearbook said. But I guess that's neither here nor there.
Oh my gosh, Ed. Ugh.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not what his yearbook said. His yearbook said it's time to glaze the donuts.
I thought it was make the donuts.
No, it's time to glaze the donuts. I mean, he was a rebel. That's what he did. And this is what he gets for not being here for episode one.
Yes, sir. We're going to give it to him good. Wait a minute. No, we're going to make fun of him. Okay, we're going to make fun of the guy because he loves us and makes fun of us too. Let's get that straight. We're not going to get him in the end.
Yeah, we are. No, but Dunkin' Donuts, right? The time to make the donuts. Everybody fucking knows that commercial.
Oh, my gosh. And there was so many aspects to that commercial. It just wasn't him walking into the store.
It was like the whole fucking, they made it a whole goddamn ceremony, like, oh, yeah. Right? Like, there was no way, like, fucking donuts were that impressive.
I don't know. His donuts seem pretty tasty.
That's what he said.
No, but they went to his house at one time to wake his ass up to make some goddamn donuts because he was sleeping in. How the fuck are you going to sleep in at 2 a.m. when some police officers need some donuts? Get your ass up and make some donuts and glaze the shit out of them.
Right? And so that left like plenty of fucking wiggle room for the fucking R&B code to come in. And whoa.
Yeah, okay, you meant that.
This guy gets it.
I get it. No, I don't get it. I mean, I understand you. We'll go with that.
Well, he certainly looks insatiable.
Shh. Stop, I'm blushing. Yeah, I mean, those were the days back, you know, when we're kids. Even myself, I mean, you know, I'm always a kid. So I'm going to be graduating another year this year. I'm not going to say what it is because it depresses the fuck out of me, but I'm there, so we'll just go with that.
We're old enough to talk about these fucking commercials that probably half of these people like vaguely remember.
Yeah, we're going to have a pop-up in another 30, 40 years, and I'm going to go, God damn it, I remember that shit.
Rice and Beans season 80, folks.
Pinche culero.
You have to tune in and find out. Just like I told you, fucking season episode one.
Yeah, maybe when I'm 80, I'll start showing my butthole on OnlyFans. But we'll see.
There'll be a lot more of it to show. You should charge more for that.
I don't know. It's just skin in the wind. I'm just saying. Turn on the fan and see what happens.
If it starts to whistle, you got to charge triple because that's now a fucking musical act.
Say there, Sonny. Let me see that sphincter. Good times.
All right, guys. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this trip down memory lane and what missed opportunities look like when they fall into the hands of people like R&B Co.
Evil! Fucking,
you know, legend. I don't want to say. I don't want to fucking throw that word around, legendary. But, you know, it's, like, leave that like right there, right, yep, now. Yep.
We'll go with that.
All right, kids. And until next week.
I don't know what to fucking say. Enjoy.
Peace.